Paragraph Tes. V'ze b'chinas v'ovarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem, ani v'loy malach, etc. This pasuk is written describing Hashem himself being the one to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hoyo kedei l'kabalas ha-toyrah. Because the main objective in taking Bnei Yisrael out of Egypt was for them to receive the Torah. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, bo yitziyachu eso'om min Mitzrayim, when you'll take this nation out of Egypt, they will serve Hashem on this mountain. And it was referring to the mountain on which the Torah was going to be given. And the main concept of a person receiving the Torah is dependent on the sorting out of these Dalet Alfin. We had learned that the source of the Torah is these Dalet Alfin, these four Aleph's, and there's a form of, there's Kedusha, and there's the opposite there. V'chol ho'isois v'amoisim sh'osom ho'isha b'mitzrayim kulam ho'yo ha'schola samshuchas ha'Torah. And all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu had performed in Egypt were all a beginning of drawing the light of the Torah. Ki ikra Torah hu l'galois l'kusoy bo'ilam, because the main concept of what the Torah is all about is revealing Hashem to the world. And Moshe Rabbeinu started that ball rolling with the miracles that he displayed in Egypt. He started showing the world that there's a Hashem. Because all the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu performed, the starter fluid for it was the vision that he had seen at the snare, at the burning thorn bush, where Hashem had revealed himself to him at that time. That was when Hashem revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu his names, the names of Hashem. Shehu haschola samshochas ha-Torah, which was the beginning of starting to receive the Torah. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says the Torah is all names of Hashem. That's what it's all about. And it's for this reason that the Torah gives gives a person the ability to change nature and to perform awesome miracles. Because the world is controlled and run by the Torah. And a person who is zeche to Torah has the ability to control the world the way he wants to make the world go the way he wants to, and to actually perform awesome miracles. This is where Moshe Rabbeinu got his ability to perform all the miracles that he did. It was all using the power of the Torah, which he started to draw from Hashem. The Torah was the actual blueprint of the world, number one. That's what it's called in the beginning of creation. And so too, any changes that are to be made in the world, do it through the blueprints. However, because of the fact that there are misnagdim, there are those who are against the truth, and they receive their Torah, which is a Torah nefula, fallen Torah, from alfin hanefulin, that's where those magicians in Egypt who were able to mimic what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Moshe Rabbeinu did a miracle, they did a comparable miracle. That's where they were drawing their power from the other side of the Torah, in a sense, these Alfin and Afulin. Ki bevadai gam heim ein lohem shum koyach ki ma'alidei shemishtal shalom ezi'ani ki me'a Torah. Because even though they were non-Jews, they were Egyptians, we have to realize that these non-Jews have no ability to draw any power unless they're drawing some way indirectly from the Torah, from a source of holiness. Shemishom kol hachius v'chol hanhogas olam, because that's the source of life of the world, and that's also the control room of the world, is the Torah. It's just that they receive from the other side, from the negative side. They receive via the klipos, from the toiros hanafulos. And they wanted to use their power to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, every single move that Moshe Rabbeinu made via the Kedusha, they made a comparable move via the other side. And by doing this, they made Paroi become more stubborn in his unwillingness to listen to what Hashem wanted him to do, to release the Jews. And it was all based on the strength that he received, the courage that he was getting from his magicians. And we said that the Egyptian magicians, they received their power from the Toirois Sanafulois, from the other side. Alkein b'shas gmar yitzias Mitzrayim chuchrach Hashem yizbora kaviyochel izgalois biatzmoi. And therefore, when it came to the completion of Moshe Rabbeinu's mission, when it came to finally having the Jews leave Mitzrayim, Hashem himself had to reveal himself. Ki Hashem yizborach v'hatoyra kulachad, because we know Hashem and the Torah are one. There's a famous quote from the Zohar HaKadosh, Kutsha Barichu v'Yisrael v'Yiraisa Chadhu. V'zehu b'chinas v'yovarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, ani Hashem, ani v'loi malach. Ki ikrach yizas ha-Torah sanafula yisu, k'sha Torah mishtalsheles v'yoredes u'mislabeshes b'bechinas malochim, b'bechinas malach memtes, shekolu mishishe sidrei mishna, sheshom yesh achizas toivora, tomei v'toher. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains now, when do these Toirois Hanafulois receive their power? Where do they have their beginnings from? When the Torah, when the light of Hashem is nishtalshel, it spirals down and it dresses itself in angels, then it becomes possible for there to be a concept of good and bad. Kaviyochel Hashem himself, there's a pasuk, Toiv Hashem Lakoil. Hashem is good only, in a sense. Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, in Mispar Koton, Yud is 1, 10 is 1. And He is 5, He's a 6, and Vav, another 6, gives us 12, and another He, another 5, gives us 17, which is Toiv. Toiv Hashem Lakoil, Hashem is Toiv. So Kaviyochel, when the light is by Hashem himself, there's only good there. Kaviyochel, when Hashem spins off his light onto a malach, onto the malach Memtes specifically, who is considered to be the greatest angel among all the angels, even though he's the greatest, there already there becomes a potential for good and bad, because it's brought that angel, Shultanose Bachoil, his main activity is during the 6 days of the week. And he symbolizes the concept of the six basic machloikeses in Shas, the six basic opinions in Mishnah. Kosher, posel, tomei, toher, osur, mutter. That's what this malach is all about, this angel, this malach mentes, as he's called. Shekolul mishisha sidrei Mishnah. This angel is a composite of all shisha sidrei Mishnah. Sheshom yesh achizas toivora. There already we find a concept of a possibility of good and bad, tomei v'toher. This topic is discussed in several chapters in the Likutei Moran about this angel explaining what he's all about and why he's this concept of 6 days of the week, kosher, posel, nar, many different things that are written about this angel. V'shom tzrichin birur godol levarer hatoiv mehora hora me'emes me'asheker. And when you're dealing with that, when you're dealing with a light that's no longer by Hashem Kaviyochel, it's by the angel, even by this greatest of angels, there already you need a tremendous birur, a tremendous ability to refine, to extract and separate the good from the bad, and the truth from the falsehood. And a person who doesn't extract properly, Azai loy zocha, then chas v'shalom, that person is not zocha. Uki mekabel toiros nefulos nal, he receives the other kind of toiros. כי בעצם התוירו בשרושו שיקולה לקוס בוודאי אין אחיזו לקליפויס כלל. The Torah, in its purest form, is all heavenly, is all spiritual, and certainly the klipos have no access to it whatsoever. They have no ability to draw from it. Rak kishiyoredes derech hamalochim kanal, it's only when the Torah drops down, when it's nishtalshel, it spirals down, and it's given over to the angels, there becomes a potential for good and bad already. V'alkein b'shas yitziyosu mimitzrayim, shehoya shom achizas haklipos ma'oid kiyodua, and therefore, when Bnei Yisrael were about to leave Mitzrayim, and the klipos were very strong at that time, because they were very, very concerned about releasing Bnei Yisrael from their midst, shehem b'chinas hachartumei Mitzrayim, they are represented by the magicians of Egypt, sheyonku mitoiras hanafulois, who draw their energy from these Torahs and Afulois, al kein lo yhoyev shelotzes mishom ad shenizgala kaviyochel Hashem Yisborach biatzmoy. Therefore, it was impossible for Bnei Israel to leave there without Hashem Himself revealing Himself openly. Kama shekosov, as the pasuk says, v'yovarti be'eres Mitzrayim, I passed through the land of Mitzrayim, ani Hashem. I, Hashem, ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy sorof, ani v'loy ashliach, ani Hashem, ani v'loy acher. It was me, and not a regular angel, not a sorof, not one of the highest angels, no messenger, only me, Hashem, and not none other. V'choshev dalet pomim ani. Hashem mentioned the word ani there four times, keneged hadalet alfin kanal, corresponding to these four alephs. Ki les ani b'loy aleph, because the word ani begins with that aleph. Haynu shenizgala shemizborach b'yatzmo yishu b'chinas etzma toiro b'yatzmo v'loy nislapsha b'shum malach v'sorof. This means Hashem was showing Himself in His original form, where the Torah was not nislabesh in anything else. It was the Torah in its purest form, which is when it's by Hashem Himself. Ki yesh be'inyin hislapshus ha-Torah kama v'kama b'chinois. Because Rav Nosson Zal says there are many versions and many variations of this concept of the Torah being nislabesh in lower levels. V'tekev kish nislabeshes be'ezeh b'chinas malach u'shliach yochoy l'shtal shel mishom ezeh yinik la'klipois la'ach l'fesom es chasushom. And as soon as the Torah leaves Hashem kaviyochol, and it's transferred onto a malach or some other lower level, there it becomes possible already for the klipois to be able to have a yanika, to latch on. Shezel b'chinas toros hanafulois. Now that's this concept of these toros hanafulois. Ki yesh be'inyin ha-toros hanafulois b'chinois rabois. Because Rav Nosson Zal says there are many different variations of these toros hanafulois. Ki yesh shemahape cho'emes legamri. There are some people who twist the Torah into the exact opposite of what Hashem really meant it to be. V'yesh shenoyte ma'at me'oemes. And whereas there are those who they divert just a little bit from the truth, they're a little bit off. V'yesh she'enoyte me'oemes kim ma'at ma'at. And there are some who are only mamish a tiny fraction off the mark. She'yefshe la'havchin klal, where it's just about impossible to feel it, to feel the fact that they're off the mark. Al kein yef shelot zeis mebchinas golos Mitzrayim shekoylel kol hagolias begashmis vruchnis kima yidei shezoich l'toras Hashem be'emes lamitoy. And therefore, because of the fact that when it came to Yitzias Mitzrayim, the klipos were very strong at that time, therefore it was impossible for Bnei Israel to be able to leave Mitzrayim, which is the koilel of all the goliaths, begashmis veruchnis, unless they were zeichet to have the light in its purest form, which is Torah Hashem be'emes lamitoy. Bebechinas v'yovarti b'yeretz Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, I passed through the land of Mitzrayim. V'targumai, the targum of the word v'yovarti is v'izgelesi, I was revealed in Mitzrayim, Hashem Himself. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy soraf, ani hu v'loy shliach, ani Hashem, ani hu v'loy acher. Shelo yiyah ba'toyro shum achizah me'acher klal. The reason for this was so that there shouldn't be any possibility of any of those other guys latching on to the light, onto the Torah. Raktiyah bebchinas ani Hashem, ani v'loy acher. Because Hashem and the Torah are one. So here's a place where Rav Nosson Zal is using these two terms interchangeably, the light of Hashem and the light of the Torah. So when we talk about Hashem performing a miracle, Rav Nosson Zal showed us in this halacha, in this last paragraph, that it's the same thing as the Torah performing miracles. The miracles come from through Hamshachas HaTorah. And therefore, a Talmud Chacham Amiti, a Tzadik Emes, who's connected to the Torah the right way, through the Torah, he can be Mishana the Teva. He affects his miracles. And Rav Nosson Zal was Marami say that that's why even though there was no Kabbalah HaTorah yet there was a shtickel, Moshe Rabbeinu's first meeting with Hashem by the snare, where Hashem revealed to him his names at the time, some of his names, that was a beginning of Hamshachas HaTorah, that was enough voltage. Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu enough atom bomb power to be able to blast Mitzrayim to smithereens with the Ten Makos, with everything that needed to be done there. That was from the first revelation, the miniature revelation by the snare. Then came Matan Torah, when the Torah was revealed in its full form, and again, the Moshe Rabbeinus have the ability through Hamshachas HaTorah to perform Shinui Teva, to perform miracles. Baruch Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Hilchas Berachas Hamozoin, Hey and Vov, Nichleles Be Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Halacha Vov, Me'oi Sayin Veilech. If you want to see more on Berachas Hamozoin, you'll go to Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, Halacha Vav, from paragraph 70 and on. There, Rav Nosson Zal slipped in discussions on the topic of Birchas Hamozoin. Now we start a new section, Hilchas Birchos HaPeros, the laws of the brachas that you make on fruit, especially Boirei Pri Ha'etz, Boirei Pri Ha'adama. Halacha Aleph. The first four halachas are relatively small. Halacha number 5, you get your money's worth. It's gigantic and it's loaded. Everything here is loaded. Baruch Hashem. Hoyu lefonov mine peiros harbe. Rav Nosson Zal here quotes the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Yud Aleph. If a person had several different types of fruit, mevorech al hechoviv tchila, which one should he make the brach on? For which one should he choose to make the boir priyets on? He should select the one that he likes the best. Chutz mi birchas zayin minim. Except if within the platter are any of the fruit that are from the 7 special ones about which Eretz Yisrael is praised for, meaning wheat, chita, seira, gefen, te'ena, rimoin, zayis, and tamarim, then they get priority, they get preference. Ayin b'shulchan aruch hadinim bozeh, v'chein birchas ha'etz koidim lahadoma, ayin sham. And also, if a person is faced with a choice of making a bracha, let's say, on grapes, or making a bracha on watermelon, this is Ha'etz, this is Hadoma. Which one should he make first? He should make the Ha'etz first, the grapes first, for 2 reasons here. One reason is because grapes are among the minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, Geffen. And number 2 is because it's Ha'etz, and the other one is Hadoma. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki Kosav Rabbeinu Neiro Yoir. He wrote this halacha when Rabbeinu Zal was still living. Rabbeinu Zal wrote in chapter 54 in the first half of Likut Imran, Vayhi Miketz, Shashem Yizborach Mazmin L'chol Odom B'chol Yoim U'B'chol Shoh L'halois Nitzutzois L'fi Chelek Nefesh Ruach Neshama Shiesh Loyoz Ayin Shom. Rabbeinu Zal says over there that Hashem sends to each and every single person in whatever place the person finds himself in, at whatever time the person's in, Hashem sends that person messages to show the person how he has the ability to fix things and to elevate sparks of Kedusha based on where the person is holding at that moment. V'ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Nun Dalet. V'hine b'hadvorim ha'necholim shom luboshim b'yoyser nefoshois hagdoshois. in the items that we eat, that's one of the places where these souls and sparks of Kedusha are most prevalent, more so than in other items. V'chol echod mazmin lo Hashem Yisborach le'echol macholim hashayochim lechelkei nefesh ruach neshama sheyesh loy oz kidei lahashlim nafshoy. And Hashem sends to each and every single person messages, different food items to eat, whether it's fruit or vegetables or eggs or meat or that. Hashem gives the person foods to eat in which are found the sparks of Kedusha that that person needs to complete his neshama. At that particular moment, there's a pasuk that the Baal Shem Tov quotes, Re'evim gam tzemeim nafsham bohem tisatof. They're hungry and also thirsty because there are souls cloaked in them. Who's the them? In the food items. Hashem made it that a person should be hungry suddenly and want to drink and look for what to drink, and he sees a bottle of milk, or he sees a bottle of wine, or he sees that the person feels thirsty or hungry and has a desire to eat or drink something and comes upon a particular item, because obviously at that moment there's a nefesh in that item that by his connecting with that he'll be able to complete himself and also elevate that nefesh. And this is why one of the brachas that we make on food is where we say Hashem creates many souls and their deficiencies and their lackings. Because the food item that the person is eating contains in it parts of soul that are missing from the one who's eating it. And by eating that item or drinking that item, he's completing his own soul. The koei salidei achilosoi hu mashlim chisorei nafshoi mamish. And by the person eating or drinking that item at the time and making a bracha on it, and having in mind that he's doing this to serve Hashem, he's besides filling himself physically, he's completing himself spiritually. V'lefomim ein lotam shum chisoren benafshoi. At times, the person himself is not lacking anything at that particular moment. And his eating, what he's doing with his eating is, he's elevating the souls that are found in that food item, in the fruit, vegetables, and the meat, or whatever it is. This is one of the reasons why those people who choose to be vegetarian, let's say, they choose that they're not going to eat meat, they're not going to eat poultry, etc. Why? Because they can't bring themselves to, you know, I see an animal, I see a sheep, I see a goat. I can't bring myself to do such a thing to it, to kill it, to eat it. These people don't understand. They don't realize that the animal is benefiting in a major, major way if it's eaten or used by a human being the right way. When we talk about a human being, we're talking about a religious person, a person who makes a bracha on it, a person who eats it with the proper thought and the proper way. The Gemara itself says that an am ha'oretz is not allowed to eat meat. Why? Because meat is one of the highest levels of creation next to man, and in order to elevate it, you have to be a man. You got to be a real man, a real lady. You have to be you have to have brains. You have to have Torah. And a person who has no Torah, and he's going ahead, or no contact with the Torah at all, he's not going to make a bracha, and he's going to go eat that fat steak. He doesn't know that the fat steak's going to eat him. He doesn't know who's doing the eating. It looks to him like he's eating the meat. But on a spiritual level, the meat could be eating him up and turning him into animal. Instead of him, because he's not on a level to turn the animal into human, what happens is the meat that he's eating makes him even more animalistic, chas v'shalom. V'ayideze meir al nafshoi u'mechayes nafshoi behe'ora yisera. Rav Nosson Zal says, the tzaddik, let's say, or the complete Talmud Chacham, who is not lacking anything in his nefesh, what happens when he eats or drink? He elevates the sparks of Kedusha that are found in there, and thereby he doesn't fill in any missing pieces in himself, because we said he ain't missing anything. So what he does is he causes his nefesh to shine even more brightly than it did in the beginning. Interesting, this reminds me of a chiddush I once heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, from the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that whenever it says in the Chumash that Hashem said, Moshe, Moshe, or Avraham, Avraham, the first one is Einoi Shlim, the second one is Shlim. The first time Hashem mentioned his name, he was incomplete. The second time Hashem mentioned his name, he was already on a much higher level. He was 100%. He was complete. So the Zohar HaKadosh asks, how could you say that? What about Hashem, Hashem? Kel Rachum V'Chanun. When we say the Shlosh Esra Midah Shel Rachmim, we start off with Hashem, Hashem. Could you Chas V'Shalom use the term Einoi Shlim on Hashem? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, you're right. Can't say Einoi Shlim. So what is it? The Zohar HaKadosh says the first Yud Kei Vav Kei is called Shlim. The second one is called Shlim Yatir. The first one is 100. The second one is extra credit. The second one is 100 plus. Lahavdil, Rav Nosson Zal is saying a similar thing here about even human beings. That a human being who is not lacking anything in his nefesh, still, when he eats something, by his elevating the soul that's found in that food item, his nefesh shines even more brightly. It's a b'chin of Shlim Yatir. Ha'ori Yisera. V'zeh b'chin ha'sal kol ma'a shebarosa, l'ach yuspem nefesh kol choy. And this is why we say in that bracha, b'yre nefoshois rabois v'chesroinon. There are some nefoshois that have chesroinus, that have lackings. Then it says, al kol ma'a shebarosa, regarding everything that Hashem created, l'ach yuspem nefesh kol choy, to inject chiyus into the nefesh. Upirish Harav Shom, the Bar Tanura writes over there in Mishnayos, where this bruch is mentioned in Bruchas, Dahainu Shafilu Bilti Oison Advorim Efshel Iskayim, Veimrak Lahachyos Beyoser, Loisev Chiyos Vora Benashe Kanal. That this refers to those items which a person could live without. A person would say he ate a meal, he ate the basic items, and now he's finished. You know, he doesn't need anything more to sustain himself. Now he goes ahead and drinks something. Once he drinks something, you know, to top off the meal, to have a good feeling, to finish with a good feeling. Let's say that he drank before, during the meal. This drink that he's taking now is not so much because he's mamish lacking in water. He's just doing it as seemingly to a degree as a more pleasurable item. So, in other words, just to make himself feel even better, not just to sustain himself. More than that. To add life and light to his nefesh. So Rav Nosson Zal is tying together the pshat and the drush here and showing how the words of the Rav accommodate both. That number one, when a person makes the bracha, Hashem, you created me and you created lackings. That without eating, our bodies would be deficient. Our bodies and neshamas would be deficient. We die. Deficiency, a vitamin deficiency, a food deficiency, etc. Besides that, lahachyos bohem nefesh kol choy refers to even those things which are not chesroina, not mamish choser. There are certain cases where the food item is only lahachyos, a tosefet chiyus, a chiyus yesera in a sense, as he said here. And it's for this reason that when a person has to choose which item to make a bracha on, a peach, a pear, an apple, the halacha is, it goes by whichever one he likes the most. Because each object in creation is draws itself to its source. It draws itself to the one who's in a position to complete it. The alkein me'acher shechoviv u'misav lo yosad over, and therefore, because this person is in the mood for an apple, because this person wants, he likes the apple better. Bevada yesham nefoshes hashechem loy oz lechelik nefesh ruach sheloy. That shows that there are, the fact that a person likes the apple more shows that there are nefoshes in that are more closely associated with his nefesh than in the pear, in the other item. V'alkein mavorei cholov tchilo. And therefore, he makes the bracha on that one. That one gets first choice. Ki ikar shleimus hanefoshes valiyoson hu al yidei habracha. Because the main thing that allows these souls to complete themselves and to be elevated is the bracha. So that's the first item. This issue of chovev, what you like more. Avol zayin minim shenishtabcha b'meretz Yisrael, sheshom shoresh kol hanefoshes d'gdusha. Whereas, the seven special foods for which the Torah praises Eretz Yisrael about them, which Eretz Yisrael is the source of all the foundation and source of all the Jewish souls. Ki Eretz Yisrael u bechinas emuna, shehi shoyrish hanafoshos, because Eretz Yisrael is referred to as emuna, which is the foundation and the source of all nefoshos. The Alkein Mishom Yetzei Lechem, and therefore from there comes forth bread. Ki kol hashpoi sachila dekdusha yotze mishom, because all shefa v'achila dekdusha comes from there. Kama Yishom Rabbeinu Zal, v'achaltem ochol v'sovoya v'ilaltem. Ki kol hamacholim in b'chines nefoshes kanal, because all food items are the concept of nefesh. V'alkein yesh lohem mailuk dima levrocha kanal. And it's for this reason that these seven foods of Eretz Yisrael, they go first. V'zeh shekovar azal brocha miyuchedes leperos dehainu boire pri ha'adoma oy boire pri eitz. And it's for this reason that our rabbis designated a special, unique brocha for fruit, whether it's boire pri eitz or boire pri adoma. V'lei kolu loysam b'shar dvorim shebrochos n'shar kol. And they are not included in other items that are included under the umbrella bracha called Shehakol, which covers so many different categories. Ki bepeirois yesh nefoshois yekorois ma'oid, ukamay shevanti misichas Rabbeinu Neriyur. Because within fruit there are found very precious nefoshois, unusually high level souls. V'alkein mikro u'kamoy shehivanti misichas Rabbeinu Neriyur. Rabbi Nosson Zal said, as I was told clearly by Rabbeinu Zal, he told Rabbi Nosson Zal that you should know that fruit has higher level souls in them than regular foods, than eggs or other things like that. V'alkein nikroim pri. And it's for this reason that they're called by this title pri. Ki chashivus hanefesh umaloso tolui bedas. Because we know that the importance of a nefesh is measured by its das. There's a pasuk, gam b'loy das nefesh loy toiv. That how you measure the toiv of a nefesh is the das of a nefesh. Ki ikar gidul hanefesh v'yinikoso. Because the main thing that elevates a nefesh and allows it to grow and develop is das. And the closer that a nefesh is to das, the more important that nefesh is. Because this is why fruit is called peri, because pri means to reproduce, pru urevu, and das is called pri, because das is something that produces. Vayeda odom es chavo ishtoi. Vayeda refers to their union for the sake of generating, producing children. V'alkein meyachadin lahem brocha, and therefore the Torah designated a separate bracha for fruit, machmasach hashivus hazois, because of this tremendous significance. Umazkirin ba'bracha shem pri, dahainu pri hadama oy hoetz, v'chein pri hoetz chashuv mi pri hadama, v'yachadu lahem bracha, ki shom melubosh nefoshes yikoris b'yeser, b'chinas ki odom eitz hasode. So it's for this reason that the rabbis designated a separate bracha, you know, for fruit, Boreh Pri Eitz, Boreh Pri Adama, and Boreh Pri Eitz is higher than Boreh Pri Adama because of the very important nefoshes that are found in them. Bebechinas ki ha'odom eitz hasoda, as the pasuk says, man is like a tree. Again, man is the connection between the man and the fruit of the tree. Odom is a bechin of a bardas, and the pri represents these higher nefoshos who have higher level das. V'alkein im beirach ala peros ve'etz bor pri adomo yotzo. And it's for this reason that if on an apple, a person mistakenly said bor pri adomo, he's covered, he doesn't repeat the bracha. Ki oisoi hamayla sheyesh l'peros adomo, yeshlem gamkein rak shem chashuv mi'oser kanal. Because whatever benefits the vegetables have, let's say the boi pri adoma, the fruit have that plus. So therefore, if you made a boi pri adoma on a fruit, you know that what, let's say, Bor Pri Adama is 30 volts. Bor Pri Eitz is 70 volts. If I eat a fruit that requires 70 volts, by giving it the 30 volts, I'm not hurting anything. I gave it a major boost of light. I didn't give it the fullest light, but I gave it a major boost. Whereas if a person takes watermelon, you know, and makes a Bor Pri Eitz on it, or he takes a vegetable and makes a Bor Pri Eitz on it, lo yotzo, he gets no credit. He must repeat the bracha. Ki birchas o'eitz einoy shayach klal l'pri adama. Ki ein lohem oisa maila kanal. Because the bracha pri o'eitz is not shayach whatsoever to pri adama. They do not have, the vegetable, the watermelon, does not have what it takes whatsoever to enter into the category of pri o'eitz. V'al kulam, and regarding all the different types of fruits, ho'eitz and adama, v'al kulam imomar shehakol yotza. And the law is that if on anything, if on watermelon or on apple, a person made the bracha shehakol, he gets credit, but he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. Ki shehakol koleil kulam, because shehakol is a bracha that includes all of them. B'bchinas shehakol niya b'dvoroi, that everything was created through the words of Hashem. Ki mehadibur yotzim hanefoshos, because that's where the souls come forth from dibur. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, nafshi yotza bedabroi, my soul comes forth in my words, in my speech. That's why shehakol niya bedvoroi refers to all the types of nefoshos. So if you're making a bracha that's less than the category that you're looking for, you're still in the ring. If you make a bracha that's higher, more advanced, you blow the fuses.